Hi, everybody. I'm Raj Mago. I'm here with Dr. Dorothy Sitt, who is Associate Professor of Psychiatry at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University in Chicago. Thank you, Dr. Sitt, for taking time to talk to us.
You're very well.
Congratulations on the publication of your very important study. You published a randomized placebo-controlled trial of adjunctive bright light therapy for bipolar depression that has been e-published towards the end of 2017, where we are right now. In your study, you used bright light therapy along with medications or as a monotherapy?
Absolutely, yeah. So all patients who enrolled in this study, it was mandatory that they were enrolled already on a stable dose of an FDA-indicated mood stabilizer antimanic drug treatment. We added light therapy as an antidepressant intervention on top of that.
In medication clinical trials, you know, it's very easy to do a placebo because you create a capsule that looks just like the medication. How did you create a placebo for bright light therapy? Because wouldn't the patient know that they are getting bright light therapy?
Right. So we presented the research study as a study of light therapy. So there is actually various forms of light therapy interventions. And so in selecting a proper non-active placebo comparator, we looked at the literature, and also we had studied this ourselves in an earlier publication and reported on this. We had examined the use of dim red light for the purpose of a non-active comparator, and we felt that the research on it in our own experience provided compelling support to use this as a non-active comparator. The dim red light doesn't seem to activate the circadian system the way other types of light therapy can. And we felt that the non-response in our earlier study seemed to provide support for selection of this unit as a non-active placebo comparator. But during the study, patients had to sort of provide an agreement to not search for added information until the end of the trial. And after they had finished the clinical trial, then we provide lots of information on the whole protocol, on what they were randomized to, and help them select a proper treatment based on their response. So there is a lot of effort given into careful selection of the best possible non-active comparator unit. And other studies have used other things, including a non-active or low-intensity ionizing unit as a comparator, and they can be also successfully implemented as a comparator in light therapy trials. But we use this based on our own research that we published on, and also the fact that it does not seem to stimulate the circadian system the way other units can.
So I believe that in your study, the addition of bright light therapy was very clearly more efficacious than the placebo light for improvement in bipolar depression.
Yes. So in this randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial, patients were randomized to either the active unit, which is 7,000 lux bright white light, versus the placebo unit. They were asked to use it daily at midday. We implemented the same titration dosing schedule, meaning that patients were actually asked to start with a starting dose of 15 minutes daily, and every week they're advised to increase the dose by another 15 towards a target of 60 minutes daily at midday, meaning between the time of noon to 2:30. They're asked to use it on a daily basis. And after 4 to 6 weeks of treatment, we were able to find a significant difference in the remission rate, which remission means that patients have, you know, very low, if any, levels of depression. In fact, it's characterized by sort of very low depression levels and improved functioning. And what we did find was that 68% of patients who were randomized and treated with bright white light experienced remission, compared to only 22% who were randomized and assigned to the placebo light. So when we did the study, the assessments were conducted by research clinicians who were 100% kept blind to the assignment of the light unit. So they did not know what the patients were assigned to. And in fact, for safety purposes, we had a separate team of investigators who were non-blind, including a safety clinician physician who was monitoring safety and also the personnel who were looking after ensuring that the quality of the light boxes were working properly and not malfunctioning. We had a separate team to look after that, and then we had a blind team who were involved in directly interacting with patients and their assessment. So we really
Very vigorous.
We could avoid any type of contamination of our outcomes based on this.
Yeah, wonderful. Very carefully, very, very scientifically, rigorously conducted study, and a fantastic response. You know, 68% minus 22% on placebo. So that's a 46% difference in remission rate, which is extraordinary.
So on top of that, because of the concern that the patients who have bipolar depression could be at higher risk for developing mood switches and becoming hypomanic, manic, or mixed because of the antidepressant effects of the light treatment, we carefully monitored this weekly, and we were inquiring not only about depression but also emergent hypomania, and we found absolutely no switch in mood polarity during this time frame.
It was very well tolerated.